The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey there, gosh darn. Thanks so much for coming back. So this segment I want to do, it is on is there opportunity in illness? Because I have to say the short answer to that question that I'm asking is yes, because I've seen it all the time. And I've got my lovely medical intern, the superstar coach, Sarah Corey, with me here to talk about this. Because, Sarah, some of the things that I've seen in my practice over and over again are people who have been diagnosed with an illness. Okay, so, and I always say, look, you know, I care little about diagnosis, but more about the mechanisms behind the diagnosis, because that's where we can really identify and treat the cause. That's where we can understand, hey, what happened along the way that the body started compensating and all of this stuff happened, like cancer. Cancer's a big one. I think that there's many people in my practice and in my life that have been diagnosed with cancer, and then they started to wake up to really the idea of caring for themselves. And I see this all the time. And so I think that there is the devastation of a diagnosis actually can lead to better quality of life, a longer life, and somebody actually having opportunity. How about you?
Hi, Dr. Holly. Yeah, I completely agree. And I think, you know, to your point, I think often what happens is that we look at health, and even from our medical perspective, and even as, you know, just a person, is we think our health is really just defined as the absence of a disease or a physical symptom, and we don't realize, you know, that there's many things that may be attributing to, like you said, coming in and getting this diagnosis. And I think that that is where the big opportunity is for a lot of us, is looking at what other areas of my life are also contributing to this health issue that now I'm being faced with.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And people start to ask themselves really good questions.
Right. Yes. I think that's when we start to do that. We take that step back and we start to have to take inventory, because a lot of times this diagnosis feels very big. It feels very stressful to us, and it feels like, oh my gosh, sometimes a crisis for many people. You know, now I have cancer, or I have diabetes, and what does that mean, and how do I approach this in a meaningful way? And I think that's where sometimes people get stuck, is that we get really stuck in, I am cancer, or I am diabetes, and we need to realize that this can actually be an opportunity, or, you know, our illness or our crisis can then become a vehicle for basically transformation and true healing of not just the symptoms that we're now, you know, having, but also all aspects of our life.
Oh, it's such a great point. And, you know, I get frustrated with folks that do the I am and identify themselves through their illness, because I think everybody is where they are. You know, they truly, yeah. You know, I've certainly don't have it down. I certainly am learning about myself, about who I am in this world, about how I can participate better, about how I can take better care of myself every single day. But it does get frustrating when I see people identifying with, I have fibromyalgia, or I have chronic fatigue. And that's why I get a little bit sort of eerie about diagnosis. I mean, I understand, you know, we can code insurance forms, et cetera. We have a language, a vocabulary to talk using them. But if we take the time, and I think as a naturopathic doctor, and you soon to be a naturopathic doctor, one of those tenets that we go by is doctor is teacher. And so I think that's one of the most amazing opportunities we have as practitioners when we're working with these folks, is to say, hey, let's just take a look. Now, I certainly don't want to blame anybody for their illness. That's not what I'm talking about. But I think it's a very powerful thing to take responsibility for your body, get curious before critical, and really take an opportunity for something that comes up. I'll give you an example about myself. I am an athlete. Everybody who listens to the show knows that. And I have really lately been kind of peppered with many different injuries that have kept me out of the game. And it's one of my most frustrating things is that I want to be able to keep my skin in the game. And one of my growing edges is my lack of mobility, and also my lack of consistency with my mobility training. And I've sort of gotten into it, and I've been able to figure out that, you know, for me, working out intensely, being a CrossFit athlete, those are all great things that I love. I love that. I just love how it feels. The slower part of life, slowing down a little bit, is difficult for me. And I think there's somewhat of an emotional component there, somewhat of an impatience there. And look, I'm a very physical, agile person, and I certainly know the mobility steps that I need to get there. But I need to start working in those other areas if I'm ever really going to get what my desire is, which is just simply keeping my skin in the game.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, to your point, I think what we need to realize and what we can recognize in life is change is pretty much a constant. Everything is going to change. And sometimes those changes are going to be, like you said, a physical change where now you can't do something that you really enjoy or wanted to do before. And that can bring around, you know, frustration and upset. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but I've actually heard when written in Chinese, there's two symbols for that word, and one means danger, but the other represents opportunity or a crucial point when something begins to change. So when we can think about these sort of crisis as, you know, maybe an opportunity, we can start to maybe look at, like you brought up, you know, for you, it's slowing down. And I think for people, it's important to look at where are some areas in your life that you're not attending to. What are some other areas in your life that maybe have fallen by the wayside that you can bring, you know, renewed joy, happiness, passion, and health into those areas? So maybe that's, you know, you're not really nourishing yourself very well. You're really busy at work. You put that above everything else, and so you're eating a donut for breakfast, you're skipping lunch, you're having a Red Bull in the afternoon, and that's an area that's sort of creating disease or dis-ease in your day that you can focus on. Or maybe it's, you know, bringing better relationships into your life, whether that's, you know, calling your mom once a week or, you know, making time to spend time with your friends or calling your sister or bringing more of that joy and happiness into your world, because our health is not just our physical symptoms. It's all of these things that make us fulfilled, all of these things that bring meaning into our world. And when we can bring more of that in, it's just going to continue to expand.
Absolutely. Those are really great points. I think it's so important. And I think when somebody has an illness, there really is opportunity to ask a lot of questions. I mean, we're up against the wall. Society, we really are. People, you know, there's little whispers that happen along the way, in my opinion, you know, and then maybe the next the next call out is, you know, sort of like a knock against the head with a 2x4. And then pretty soon, if you're not listening, and let's just say listening to the signs of your body, the signs of your life, the signs of the universe, however you want to put it, you're like, oh yeah, kind of like me with my car. If something starts to go wrong, I just turn up the radio. You know, it's like, I don't want to see that. You know, there's a blinking light. I put a piece of electrical tape over it. Forget about it. But if we do that with our bodies, they start to break down. And then we get up against the wall where we don't have a choice anymore. And I've seen people over and over and over get to that point. They definitely start making those decisions. They start making better decisions, let's say. And I think also, I love that we're talking too, because, hey, prevention is the cure. And so, you know, we've got great information out like this. We know of stories where people have had opportunity and illness, but if we could help, if I could help anybody, just actually, what is that call that you were wanting to make that you haven't yet, or, you know, that you need to make it today? One thing, get started with one thing, add one more servings of vegetables to your day, just get started, because maybe we can prevent folks from having to have the life lessons of having opportunity from being devastated by a diagnosis. But listen, we're just about out of time. I really appreciate you spending time with me every week. I'll see you back here next week for more riveting conversations like this, but I think it's just really important for people to think about. And all right, I am Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Radio MD, and this is Mindful Medicine. So also, if you want to follow us and get more information on Twitter and Facebook, you can do so at Your Radio MD. All right, thanks so much. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.